Bachata, a form of music and dance, originated in the countryside and outlying rural neighborhoods of the Dominican Republic, with topical themes that remain true to bachata's birth, where passionate love, romance, and lamenting tales of heartbreak and sadness were first captured by rustic songsmiths. Bachata, until quite recently, was frowned upon by the Dominican aristocracy as too earthy, too simple, and crudely fashioned. In time, such notions diminished as the sound of bachata emerged as one of the country's prevailing musical styles. The earliest bachata was developed around the early part of the 20th century. The genre fused the Latin American music style bolero with distinctive African music elements, which in turn influenced other forms of traditional Latin-centered Caribbean rhythms. For much of its life, bachata has been roundly denigrated by the Dominican elite, who until recently pejoratively associated the music with peasants, the working poor, rural underdevelopment, and social ills like crime. Even as the 1980s approached, bachata was labeled bawdy, suggestive, and too homespun for fans and enthusiasts of mainstream Dominican music. However, just a decade later in the 1990s, the instrumentation changed from the use of the acoustic guitar to the electric steel string guitar. The more modern electric-sounding bachata that some call the New York bachata style became in a rather short period of time an international phenomenon, just as fashionable as other Latin genres like salsa, Cuban son, and even the Dominican Republic's own merengue típico. Bachata, first crafted and played by rural campesinos, who eagerly played the music whenever the countryside village gathered for a party, finds itself no longer under the heel of a social hierarchy. Today, the sound of bachata entertains even larger parties and on bigger stages where world music fans from around the globe gather. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.